The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Armbrister, the orchestra and chorus, our guest, Jane Powell, soprano, your announcer, Frank Graham. And starring Nelson Eddy.
Over the ground, there comes a sound. It is the drum, drum, drum of footbeats in the sand. Whip with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the shadow and the sand. And all the wonderland to understand the cry of oh, so we sing as we are riding. Rest are abroad. Go before your vision, the sword. Oh, that's the sound that comes to warn you. Oh, in the night or early morn, you know. If you're a red shadow soul, the ribs will strike with a blow that brings you woe.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. It's the Riff Song for a rousing introduction as Nelson Eddy and company bid you welcome once again on the Electric Hour.
And now, if the Riffs will fold their tents like the Arabs they are and silently steal away, Nelson Eddy continues with a nostalgic ballad.
Yes, and it's a song first popularized by Rhinel Werenrath, a great American concert baritone. This song is about the Duna River, we call it the Danube, about its beautiful tributaries and the stars that shine above it. Voicing the familiar wish of the wanderer to return to the well-loved home of his childhood, Josephine McGill's Duna.
When I was a little lad with folly on my lips, fain was I for journeying all the seas in ships. But now across the southern swell, every dawn I hear the little streams of Duna running clear. The little streams of Duna running young man, before my beard was gray, all the ships and sailormen I gave my heart away. But I'm weary of the sea wind, I'm weary of the foam, and the little stars of doom. little stars of Luna, call me home.
Perhaps the most serious problem the world will have to face after VE Day is how to prevent a recurrence of another world war. Reduced to its simplest possible form, the question is primarily what should be done about Germany. The best minds of all the Allied nations are seeking the solution to this vital question. In several plans that have been put forward, one idea keeps cropping up, and that is this. In the future, all electric power should be supplied to Germany from sources outside Germany. Furnish her enough electricity for all legitimate needs. But should another war threaten, or should her power supply be misused, a switch would be thrown. As if by magic, gone would be Germany's capacity to produce munitions, refine aluminum, fix nitrogen, make alloy steels, use radar or electrified transport. This idea is demonstrated every time a major bombing objective includes power dams and steam generating stations. That's been found to be one of the most effective ways of crippling the enemy's efficiency. Yes, friends, electricity misused can be a powerful weapon of destruction. Wisely used, it is a bulwark of civilization, the strong right arm of constructive production. And in America, no one man or no single group can pull a switch to deprive this country of electric service. For the great bulk of it is supplied by independent companies, such as those which sponsor the Electric Hour.
Our guest on the Electric Hour is Miss Jane Powell, 15-year-old soprano whose career has been getting considerable attention here in Hollywood. Perhaps you've heard Jane in one of her many other radio appearances, and you may have seen her in a leading role in the motion picture Song of the Open Road. If so, you'll know why we've been looking forward to this visit, which begins on a definite note of gaiety with a laughing song from the Fledermaus, Jane Powell.
Oh, I do declare that a man should wear really dress his friend. For a fine disguise, making dance the eyes of the living people. Surely end, and then beware my eyes.
Very nice, Jane Powell. Beautifully sung.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Mr. Eddie.
Indeed, I did. Now, pull yourself together and let's be serious for a moment.
Oh, but I am already. I'm always serious when I sing a laughing song.
Well, not too serious. We want you to enjoy yourself, too, you know.
Oh, but I'm having a wonderful time.
That's fine.
Well, in fact, I'm so happy I could cry.
You're so happy you could cry.
Nelson, I find all this a little confusing.
Yes, so do I, Frank.
Well, it's all very simple. It's just that I'm going to sing with you, Mr. Eddie.
And that makes you want to cry.
Well, no, I'm very happy about it. I've always wanted to sing with you.
Well, that comes later, Jane. Right now, we want to talk about you.
Well, there isn't much to tell.
Well, leading roles in 2 pictures, sung Snow White in 2 memorable radio appearances, youngest singer ever to appear in the Hollywood Bowl, about to make a picture with Jose Iturbe out at MGM, and you're left-handed. You say there isn't much to tell?
Well, we might go back to my professional debut.
All right, when and where?
At the age of 7 in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you better behave yourself. I'm an honorary captain on the Portland Police Force.
Oh, well, you better behave yourself, or I'll tell about the time you called up the chief of police and requested transportation.
Did the chief send a car for you, Nelson?
Well, yes, he did, Frank.
Gee, how wonderful, riding in a police car.
Oh, yes, and it was a talk of Portland. Nelson Eddie in a black Mariah.
Now, let's get back to you, Jane.
Oh, but I want to tell about the time you drove the car.
Jane, please.
Oh, it's such a funny story.
What'll you take not to tell it? Anything I can sing for you?
Well, that might help.
Now, what are you doing tonight? How'd you like to go out with me?
In the black Mariah?
No, I should say not.
Oh, good. Then we'll pile into a cut-down jalopy and go to the Macambo.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
Then what's it going to be?
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high stepping strutters. Nosy folks who peek through the shutters and their eyes will come up. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery is brown, the dashboard's genuine leather, with eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down.